the Matt Bubala Show, Radio 720 WGN. Sometimes things just fall into your lap, Caitlin. That's just how the show goes. No matter how you plan it, you think you know what you're going to do for the next 3 hours, and then a car comes crashing up onto the sidewalk and parked right in front of the Tribune Tower, and a guy gets out and runs. So Caitlin and I are sitting here as we're doing the Earth Hour interview and see a car come up on the sidewalk, bust it up, and end up coming to a dead stop right in front of the doors, the main entrance to the Tribune Tower here at 435 North Michigan, right outside of the Allstate Showcase studio. Fluid leaked everywhere. Steve Bertrand and I went downstairs during a commercial break and checked it out, and the car is messed up.
It's kind of weird being on the scene of an accident before police and without the driver.
Driver's gone. Car's all messed up. Driver got out, looked, walked. Caitlin and I saw it, so we jump up and look out the window. Airbags deployed. Guy gets out of the car, seems fine, gets around and looks at it, says, huh, and then takes off. Caitlin sees him go running down Michigan Avenue. So during the news, we went out and talked with the security guard who went out and talked to him. He saw him back outside, so he took off, and then he's back outside again. He's around the corner here. So the security guard's like, hey, dude, are you okay? And he says, yeah, I'm fine. I just don't want to deal with the cops. I don't want to get a DUI. So he apparently has called somebody who's going to try to come get the car before the cops get here. So the cops have not arrived. We've got a broken down car parked right in front of the Tribune Tower here at 435 North Michigan. And the guy got out of the car and admitted, I don't want to deal with the DUI. I don't want the cops to show up. So he's kind of hiding around the corner from us here. He's in, when I last saw him, he's in the plaza next to us. And I think he's kind of just hiding. So if the cops show up, he just gets the heck out of Dodge. And he's hoping a buddy shows up with a tow truck and gets his Lexus out of here.
Okay, now wait a minute. So I left you, came back upstairs, and then you talked to the guy?
No, the security guard did.
Okay.
Security guard, so we're back in the studio then, and the security guard's out walking around. We had talked to him, and he points. He's like, hey, look over there. So we look out the window, and there's this guy. And so he started talking to him. And then he came back inside, and I went out and talked to the security guard. So the guy is out there somewhere. He's hoping that somebody comes and gets the car out of here before the cops arrive.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't go through his car like you wanted to.
Should we put it up on blocks, get the three good tires that are left?
Right.
Because one tire is not working. That car is totaled. That car is very totaled on one side. Both airbags deployed, cracked windshield. Right, I don't think it was his head because it's on the passenger side that the windshield's cracked.
Tell me again what you saw, how it happened.
So right outside the main window of the Showcase studio, there is a light pole, the one that says, I think it says Jack Brickhouse Way. We've got like three of the honorary Epilanders Way, stuff like that. There's a light pole there. There's the, you know, walkway up from Lower Michigan. And there's about 10 feet between that light pole and a couple of fire hydrants. The car jumped the curb. I don't know what happened before that. I just caught it out of the corner of my eyes. It jumped the curb. And came skidding, sort of, and he masterfully, for a drunk driver, masterfully weaved his way around everything on the sidewalk and stopped right in front of the Tribune Tower, fluid leaking all the way. And we saw the guy get out, kind of just walk around it, and then Caitlin saw him just go running down the street. And then I guess he kind of hid and waited, and when he saw nobody was here, came back, got his stuff out of the car, asked the security guard not to call the cops, said, please don't call the cops. And Mike, who's a nice guy out there, said, okay, I won't. But just so you know, my bosses already did. So the police will arrive. And the guy's like, man, I don't want a DUI. I want my, I'm hoping somebody gets the car out here. So I don't know if he was on his phone out there. I'm guessing he made a few calls, tried to scare up somebody with a tow truck, said, dude, I need a tow truck really fast. 435 North Michigan, no questions asked. I'll pay in cash. That's my guess. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen outside the Showcase studio.
So far today.
It's early.
So the guy didn't look hurt to the security guard.
He's walking around. He's talking to the security guard. The security guard kept asking him, are you sure you're okay? And he was like, yeah, I'm fine. I just don't want to deal with the DUI.
Could you hear it? Did you hear the crash?
Yeah, you could hear it through the window. But more, you could just see it. Because he actually... I mean, you heard a little skidding, but he didn't really hit anything hard. I don't understand how he messed up his front bumper so bad because he jumped a good curb. So it might be the curb, but Caitlin thinks he clipped this light pole on the edge or something because the bumper is pulled off quite a bit.
But he threaded the needle.
He really did, because I'll tell you what, if you look at the amount of distance he had to swerve through, it's amazing that he made it and didn't nail that fire
hydrant. Lucky he did, yeah, I was going to say, he's lucky he didn't hit the fire hydrant. That is pretty close to what happened at Channel 7 a couple of years ago during the 10 o'clock news.
Oh, when they crashed in the State
Street
window? Yeah,
Randy Bagewell was doing the news, and the guy crashed into the studios while he was live on the air.
That almost happened here. We were within about 8 feet of him clipping the Showcase studio. The amazing thing is this happened about 20 minutes ago, and an ambulance went by like right away, and it said, Caitlin, oh, here comes the ambulance, and they just kept going. So they had another call they were on, and nobody has arrived. And I know we have a lot of things going on overnight in Chicago.
There's no police officer yet?
I have seen no lights unless one came walking up on the other side of it. You know, the Lexus is just out of my range right now. I have to lean over to the left here to look towards the northern part of the building, towards the actual front entrance to the Tribune Tower, and I can see the corner of the Lexus there. There have been no police lights. There's no, you know, no cruiser came up on this side of the road. So I think the guy's still like, man, my buddies might be able to get here in time.
So we got an active crime scene.
Yes.
Police have been called.
As far as we know.
But they're not here so much yet.
Not so much yet. But, I mean, it's just a, you know, it's a fender bender. It's not that big of a deal. If there's other stuff going on, if there's shootings and things like that, I want them at that instead. But I'm very curious to see if this guy can actually get this car out of here before the police arrive.
No, that shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen, but it's
Michigan Avenue.
It is Michigan Avenue. But it is, you know, 4:30 in the morning. This happened at about 4:20, right, Caitlin? Go ahead, Caitlin.
It's been really busy, actually, during the overnight. There have been lots of violent crimes. So
there were like 7 shootings overnight, yeah, or something like that. I know that.
It might be a little delayed in having any police here. But I just wanted to let people know, if they do walk by, don't go near the car, since there is fluid leaking.
There is fluid leaking. As I was taking photos of, and are the photos up on our Facebook page yet?
They're slowly accumulating.
All right. Caitlin is putting up photos at on the Facebook page.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. WGN Radio's Facebook and Twitter pages. And we'll get some photos up on the website, too.
I've already got it up on my own personal page. It's hilarious. I've already gotten a couple comments, actually. The one guy wanted to know... he wanted to know what the travel times were. Now, why would anybody care about travel times?
Well, because maybe he's got to get somewhere. Wow. It has not slowed down travel times on Michigan Avenue.
No,
I'll tell you
not.
That. It's quite honestly the perfectly placed accident for travel times, because it's actually up on the sidewalk. There's nothing
that,
slowing you down on the actual Michigan Avenue.
Thank goodness that didn't happen during a normal mid-afternoon when they're shopping or people are just kind of walking up and down Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, it could have been much worse if there
absolutely
were people. This is a different time of day.
Yeah, that would have been very bad. When usually people aren't stone drunk in the middle of the afternoon, luckily. I was trying to look out the window on the south side here to see if the guy was still just... I think he's, you know, hiding...
Is he still out there?
I'm guessing he is. He's probably hiding behind a bush somewhere, praying that the cops don't show up and his buddies show up and that car can get out of there. But it's just the oddest thing. This accident happened... It's a good 23 minutes ago, at least now... And there's still nobody here. And this guy has got to be praying, come on, get here with the tow truck. Come on, get it out of here. Let me get away with this. Now, here's the thing. If he does get away with this, we've taken a bunch of pictures that are up on our web pages. And there's security cameras all around the Tribune Tower.
Right. And can you see his license plate on the picture or not?
I'm sure on some of the pictures you can. I'll read it for you if you want.
No, that's okay.
The guy's gonna, and he's been walking around the tower. He walked into the lobby and talked to the security guard. So there's a lot of photos of him. And we got his license plate. So he's in trouble. He ought to just wait for the cops and take his medicine, because they're gonna track him down eventually. Even if his buddies get the car out of here. So it's not gonna work out well in the end. But there's nobody showing up. I mean, what happens if a tow truck gets here and gets this thing out of here? Is the video and the photos and all that proof enough? And you've got to think, I'm quite sure. I mean, do we have a camera angle on Michigan Avenue in one of the in-house cameras, Bill? I think we used to.
I'm pretty sure. I think there are cameras all over the place. If not in the Tribune Tower, at least on Michigan Avenue. But again, you know what? This guy pretty much pinned himself to the crime when he came into the lobby and talked to security.
Yeah,
they're going to be talking to someone.
That's not going to help him in a court of law later down the road.
No, not at all.
But the other thing is
did you actually, did anybody out, did you or Caitlin go out there and actually see or talk to the guy?
I went out and took pictures of the car. I didn't see him. I did see him talking to the security guard, but I'm thinking...
Did he look like he was pretty well half in the bag?
No. You know what? I bet he's pretty stone sober right now. I think... I know not medically speaking, but I think when those things happen, you sober up pretty quick. And suddenly you have your wits about you. So yeah. I'm guessing he's speaking straight and...
Yeah, I only went outside with the security guard. I wasn't going to go out by myself.
Good
and
call.
I went outside after I saw him run down the Michigan Avenue. And me and the security guy were trying to see like where he was going. And then he stopped because there was another man who was already down Michigan Avenue that probably, I don't know if he was like talking sense into him to not actually all the way flee, just have
right.
flee/hide. So now he's just like circling from what we can tell around Tribune, making sure that he can make a break for it if necessary,
yeah.
but also make sure his car is picked up by his friend.
Yeah, I think he's hoping that somebody shows up and actually gets this thing out of here, but it's not going to turn out well. There's got to be video. Besides all our photos, there's got to be video of this.
He probably hates us so much right now.
So you saw this. He picked the wrong place to crash his car drunk at 4 in the morning. You don't do it in front of a live radio studio, numbnut. Matt Bubala here with you, Radio 720, WGN. A few more minutes left till Max Ro takes over with the morning show. We're reporting live from the Allstate Showcase Studio with the accident that happened right in front of the Tribune Tower almost 40 minutes ago. And no police on the scene as of yet. Caitlin was saying that a caller told her that, you know, when you report something, if you say no injuries, no danger, then, you know, that's going to fall to the bottom of the list of where they have to get and how soon they have to get there. Steven, you're taken aback by that?
That's on Wolfram. This is Michigan Avenue.
You think Ron would say, hey, get somebody there right now?
Well, with a active, he indicated to you or to the security guard that he may have been drinking.
That was later, though. They had already called the police. I don't know that the police have been called back to say, hey, by the way, guy was drunk. Well, I think the police probably assumed if somebody crashes their car right into the Tribune Tower almost that they were drunk at 4 in the morning. But also that was unknown when the call was first made.
Michigan Avenue.
It is Michigan Avenue. But it's not daytime. I mean, they would have been here quickly had there been pedestrians out. How long do you think it took them to get to the scene of the CTA accident?
Well, hopefully they were there. But they got there quickly, yes.
This isn't quite that. But we're waiting. No flashing lights as of yet. And I don't know. We haven't seen him in the last few minutes, but I'm guessing... But there are a lot of people outside taking pictures.
Right.
I'm guessing...
I don't think you should have gotten in the car for that picture we took.
Why? Is he going to look bad? I shouldn't have gotten my prints all over it, probably.
Well, it'll probably make TMZ, but it'll be... your farewell signature.
Caitlin was checking the car to make sure there weren't little kids in it. She was all worried, like, what if this guy had a kid in it and he's fleeing? She thinks the worst right away of everybody. He was just parking it there.
Such a girl. Worried about the kids.
So, what's the most, Steve, you've been down here a lot over the years, and we've had the Showcase Studio here since, I think, 86, right?
Well, there was the naked brick at John Williams. Right?
I was not here when the brick was thrown at the window. What happened there?
Well, it was a woman who clearly had some issues going on, and
okay.
she threw a brick at the Showcase studio window while John was doing his show.
Which shattered the outside window, right?
Right, but not the inside.
Right.
And then she was taken into custody right in the middle of Michigan Avenue.
Was there more of a show after the throwing of the brick?
A show?
Well, like, was she then, you know, having a tantrum?
Well,
was she freaking out?
Was she distraught. I mean, she was having some... It seemed like a mental breakdown or something, yeah.
Did that have anything to do with John? Was she protesting John
no,
or she was just
so.
Having was, mental issues and that's how it...
I think she was one of the rare people who didn't have an issue with John on that day.
See, I was being careful not to make it sound that way. And
yeah.
I appreciate that you just picked that right up
sure
and took it where it needed to go. You know, Lou's going to be in a couple hours. He could probably get this car fixed up and back on the road.
You think?
He's probably bringing his tools. He's probably bringing his tools out as he's listening
well,
to
I'll
this
show.
Well,
I'll tell you what. If he can't, he knows a guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he could get that thing fixed and back on the road. It's a nice Lexus. It's an ES.
He should have called.
Nice car.
Should have called Lou. He probably would have had a tow truck out here by now.
If he knew Lou, and he got one of Lou's guys, it would have been out here and taken care of by now. Yeah. That's true. But it's still there. I think, Steve, what you should do is during the next break, I want you to run down and get in the car and turn the hazards on.
I'm not going to do that. That's the difference between the two of us.
You're a chicken, that's what?
No, that's not it.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, we're waiting to see. This is an interesting little, it's like a game of Risk here. The guy's hiding in the bushes, waiting to see if his buddies can get the car cleared away and he can just skate off and head home.
Well, I mean, that's the odd thing. The guy really is
screwed.
Well, not only that, he's on the scene, and the police aren't here.
But he's at a distance, so he can see what's happening.
He's on the scene, but he can see the scene.
He can see the scene. He's on the grassy knoll. He's over by Howells and Hood, and he's kind of watching out to make sure, I think, if his buddies show up. I don't know what his plan is. I don't know why you don't just call somebody and then take off and hope for the best. I don't know why you stay and wait.
When's the last time you saw him? How many minutes ago?
15 minutes ago, I think. Is that right? Is that right, Caitlin?
Yeah, I would say about 15.
He might be gone.
Yeah, he might be. I was going to go look, but I need my bodyguard to go with me in case he's...
So he fled the scene, heads north on Michigan Avenue. About 10 minutes later, the security guard is outside and sees him south of the Tribune Tower over on our plaza here, the Prudential Plaza. And then he talks to him, and the guy comes to the car. I think once nobody showed up, he thought, okay. He gets his stuff out of the car. He had a bag in the back seat or something. He gets his stuff out, and then he tells the security guard, I'm hoping to get the car out of here. I don't want to deal with the cops. I don't want the hassle of a DUI. So he had his phone. He was making some calls, probably trying to get somebody, a tow truck or something. It's tough to find a tow truck probably at 4 in the morning too, trying to get a tow truck. And I wonder, for a tow truck company, you get called and said, hey, I wrecked my car up on the sidewalk on Michigan Avenue. Will you come pick it up? Do you think tow truck companies are like, well, I can't just come take that car. There's going to be police issues. I can't just come take a car off of a sidewalk. Or can a tow truck just come and take your car if there's no police there?
I don't think that they would, no.
You think the tow truck company would be like, yeah, we're not handling that?
No, not until there's a police report or something.
Interesting. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait to find out. But the police have bigger stuff going on, as we all know if we've watched Chicagoland. So they're not here on Michigan Avenue just as of yet. Alexis still is. There will be a used Lexus on the market pretty soon at way under value. It's going to have some axle issues on the front end, but you might be able to get a good deal on it. And it's going to need some new airbags. Both airbags were deployed, which I don't quite understand how that happened, because we never... I thought a airbag deployed when you slammed into something. And he never slammed into anything. He clipped the pole pretty good and hit. Maybe they deployed when he hit the curb, actually, because of the force of hitting the curb, because it messed the tire up something awful. Like, I imagine the guy would have driven away if he could. I'm sure he would have. But the front right passenger tire is so messed up that there's no way that car starts rolling again.
So what we're saying really is we have a little mayhem right outside the Allstate studio.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Get Dennis Haysbert on the line.
Yes.
Hey, guess who's on the scene?
Police.
Police squad is on the scene.
And?
He's talking to a security guard.
And?
Didn't come with the lights flashing, guns blazing or anything. Caitlin, are you going to run out there and talk to him and tell him our perp is right around the corner?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, run out there and say, hey, we think the guy might be around the corner here.
Okay.
We should report him,
in?
Right? What am I, protecting a drunk driver? He should get in trouble.
I'm just kidding you. Jeez. I wouldn't protect a drunk driver ever.
I mean,
ever.
Clearly, while I credit him with the handling of the car up onto the sidewalk and avoiding any further damage, if you're drunk and you're an idiot, you should get a ticket at least or go to jail, whatever the consequence is.
I have no sympathy for him, absolutely. If he's drunk, I absolutely have none. After being hit by a drunk driver a number of years ago, I know what it's like.
Ooh, did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
It's not good. Not good, people. And he violated the cardinal law. If you're out past 3 in the morning, nothing good is going to happen. I mean, seriously, if you're out at the bars, you shouldn't be driving drunk. You shouldn't be driving and drinking at all. But you're either had your fun and it's time to go home, or you're about to get yourself in trouble. I think that's a general rule. 3 o'clock, if you're looking to hook up with somebody, you're looking to meet somebody, if you haven't done it by 3 o'clock, it's not going to go well. And if you're out with your buddies just having a good time, by 3 o'clock, it's time to call it a night. I believe that's called the Steve Bertrand rule.
Well, the key is to watch and see if the police talk to the driver, right? Caitlin needs to go tell the...
Caitlin went outside and talked to him. She's going to jump back on the mic right now and tell us what happened.
Okay, so police are here, and I told him that he was drunk, and they figured he was drunk, considering.
They said, really?
Considering. I said that last time we had seen him, he was hiding out waiting for his friend to come get his car. He might still be here, but it had been a couple minutes since we'd seen him. I think they're just assessing what needs to be done to get the car off the sidewalk before Saturday morning shoppers come.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a little report before they do that. All right, we'll keep you updated. Matt Bobala with you, 720 WGN.